you guys already know what time it is when that music drops. We got the drinks, we got sound effects, we got sarcasm and the dry humor. Please don't cancel me. It is I, your self-proclaimed blind spitfire ghost with a six, back at it again with another blind banger. We are at episode 9 with The Blind Perspective. Guys, make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. And for those of you who did, let me just give you guys a round of applause. Because I very much appreciate each and every one of you who have subscribed, liked, shared, followed the podcast Instagram, which is the_ Blind Perspective. And yeah, so before we get into all that, please make sure those of you who didn't like, share, and subscribe, follow the podcast, follow the Instagram. Going ahead, we will wait. So we followed, we liked, shared, subscribed. All right, great, because I really hate repeating myself for that one, because it's worth it. All right, that, and it's free. Listen, these things in 2025 are free. All right, we're strapped up with the drink, we got the sarcasm, and it's free. Come on over. It's like a Diddy party without the rape. Okay. Oh man. Oh, so not really much has happened with me. As you guys know, I'm still in recovery. I will talk about that in a later episode. Still got the neck situation. We'll get on him a little bit later. And so a couple of things have piqued my interest as of lately. So we're coming to the end of like cherry season, the fruit. And so it has come to my attention from a very close personal friend of mine. And apparently, because this person that I am talking about cleans floors of grocery stores, right? Not going to name any names, but he cleans the floors of grocery stores, okay? So first of all, can we just give it up for the cleaners and the janitors for all of the fucking grocery stores that we shop at? Thank you so much for making sure that we thrive in a cleanly environment and we shop in a cleanly environment. However, there are some fucking motherfuckers that think that it is okay, all right, because it's cherry season. Okay, because it's available and it's already weighed out, right? It's not even like priced out, it's weighed out. That this individual has told me in confidence, right, that he, upon cleaning the floors, has seen cherry pits on the floors, which means that people are going into the bags, eating the cherries, and then spitting them on the floors, or taking them out of their mouth and then spitting them on the floors. People, we are 4 or 5 years out of a fucking pandemic, okay? We are 4 or 5 years out of wearing a mask and doing all this fucking bullshit and being in everybody's pretend land. And you know what? Don't even let me get started. Oh, I'm not even going to get started on this. Because, well, I already know this will be one of those episodes that will be sheltered. So you're meaning to tell me, and mind you, no one's walking around with a fucking bucket of fresh water, okay? This is unwashed fruit that we're talking about. So we're talking pesticide spray, travel spray, you know, we got people touching the fruit, you know, other people's fucking asshole germs and shit like that. So you're meaning to tell me that you're willing to take the chance to eat to open up a bag of unwashed fruit. Unwashed, people, unwashed. And stick your monkey paw in this bag of fruit. And then you will proceed to eat the cherries or any type of fruit. And then take it out of your mouth and then throw it on the floor. Not only that, but you will then proceed shopping, right? And then you will also expect someone to, you'll also expect someone to clean that up? No. Fuck you. Fuck you. As a matter of fact, like, because you're fucking disgusting. What type of fucking monkey mongrel are you? Okay? And, yo, it fucking disgusts me at the fact of the entitlement of some people. Like, you're picking, yo, these are, yo, oh my God. And it's the fact that, like, we just came out of a, and you know these are the same people that got the shot in the booster, and the other booster, and the other stick, and the other prick. And the other fucking whatchacallit, and the other fucking booster in the ass. I don't fucking know, people. But listen, let me know what you think. And also, please let me know if you have seen cherry pits on the floor while you are shopping in your grocery store establishments. I need to know. All right. And speaking of, like, grocery stores. So, this is not so much about grocery stores, but this is just so much, like, retail stores in general. This is just from, you know, the blind person. This is why we tune into the blind perspective, okay? So, I've realized that because I recently went to a shopping establishment, okay? And I had realized, while I was shopping with my pops. Now, mind you, my pops likes to be in and out. Now, mind you, we'll get to this later on in the story because this man is not about the bullshit. You guys will realize this real quick, okay? So, we go to this shopping establishment, right? And everything seems cool, calm, and collected until we get down one of the aisles to where he knows where he's going until he's looking around. Like, I got three heads and the fucking floor is split in two. And he's like, the water isn't where it's supposed to be. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, so they moved the store around. So then we're having to go around like Lewis and Clark in Sacagawea with the fucking whining baby on the back. And looking around for water and whatever the fuck else we were looking for that day. And might I just say, like, and another thing, too. Like, as a person with a visual impairment, and again, this is not sour grapes. Like, this is not me being a Carl, which is like the male version of a Karen. Excuse me. I just hiccuped. So this is not me being a Carl. So I realized that when they do start to change the stores around, the employees will give you an attitude. Now, I'm a person, as you guys didn't realize, tuning into the blind perspective. Now, if you didn't realize that I'm blind, then what? So, we're not even going to we're going to bypass the fact that you didn't realize that I was blind. So, I realized on the fact that if they do change the store around, you will go and ask them for help and for someone who can't see and who is used to things being in a certain spot, which we will get to later on in this episode, believe you me. Okay? So, at some employees, I realized, not all of them, some of them, underline some, okay? Underline some, and let's underline that three times, okay? I realize that some employees will give not only people with, you know, visual impairment or another disability. I fucking hate using that word. You guys will figure out later on in the podcast, if you guys stay tuned, as to why I don't like using that word. But it's even as to people like you. No, I've never seen nobody give my pops an attitude. But even when I was sighted, okay, this is from my own personal experience. I realized this is when I was going to not so much a grocery store, but a clothing store. I had realized that they had moved the shirts from the left side of the store because that was like the best. In my opinion, I'm no fucking interior designer, okay? Because everybody's got a fucking opinion. On the left wall would have been the best to have all of like the band t-shirts and the manga t-shirts and all of that. However, they moved it to the back wall. And I was a bit confused. Now, mind you, this was when I had my sight. Oh, for those of you who do not know, I am blind. I lost my sight at 18. And I've been blind for 9 years. And welcome aboard if you did not know that. All right, so back to what I was saying. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, now I remember now. So they originally had it on the left wall, and I agree that they should have had it on the left wall, but they had moved it like in between the way, way back wall, and it was part of the right hand, right wall as well. So I was a bit confused, and I remember this was like one of the first times I had gone shopping as a blind person, like, by myself. Because I normally like to go, like, with someone. And, you know, I like to go with someone who, for one, knows my style. And for two, like, knows math. Because no one knows how to fucking add 2 + 2. They're thinking it's fucking... don't even get me started on the fucking educational system, people. Anyway, so I remember, like, as a blind person, I was a bit confused, and I was like, so where's, like, the band t-shirts? Because, not even at the time, I'm a huge, like, metal fan, so I always love, like, collecting, like, metal band t-shirts. Slipknot is one of these bands, and in particular I was looking for the one with the 9 members, and it was when they had released the album The Gray Chapter, which was the 5th studio album. And I remember I was asking them, like, for one, I was asking them if I could have a courtesy shopper. Now, in the last episode we were talking about horror stories of not only asking for courtesy shoppers, but asking for help on airplanes and on airports and certain things in that situation. So this was not one of those that I wanted to include, because this is one of those that I just had to quickly educate, and then I had gotten help. So it wasn't exactly like a horror story, like, oh my God, like, it was so tragic. But it was just one of those instances to where I had to educate someone that did not know, like, for one, what a courtesy shopper was, and for two, what a blind person needed in order to shop. And it was a bit of an experience. But again, I am a person who doesn't exactly like to educate shit. I don't even like to educate. Fuck. I don't even like to answer the phone. Like, according to my loved ones, I answer the phone rather aggressively. And, yeah, so I realized that when the story's changed up, there's a certain, like, tone of, like, resistance and, like, what do you mean, like, you should know where everything is, even though the fucking stories have been changed up already. And, you know, just me, like, not only as a shopper, but as a person who's blind and is a shopper, I just find it really weird how employees of certain establishments will, like, give you like a side eye or like expect you to just know where the new placement of certain items in the store are. Like, what do you mean? Like, we're not mind readers. Like, you making no sense. But, you know, that's just me. But again, I'm just a blind podcaster with tattoos. But on to the next segment. Switching gears from my life to what's going on around the world. So, we are still mad at Sydney Sweeney. This poor woman. Okay, so for those of you who did not see episode 8, which I strongly encourage you to, along with episode 7 and 6 and 5 and all the way down the line down to episode 1. But those of you who do not know, which probably most of you do know, so Sydney Sweeney is under fire for being an American Eagle campaign, and it's like a jeans commercial, and it basically promotes the jeans that, you know, they're coming out with. And so according to all the Karens who are basically coming out and saying,
so because Sydney Sweeney is in the commercial, we have to label everyone who loves tits, ass, blondes, blue eyes a Nazi. This is Nazi propaganda. Nazi propaganda. And we will not tolerate it. We as a Karen Alliance Society will not tolerate it.
But all I'm going to say is to the Karen Alliance Society is shut the fuck up. Like, if you really are going to say that people that love a nice rack, blondes, blue eyes, or blondes with blue eyes with nice racks, that have a nice ass that could fill out a nice pair of American Eagle jeans, which, let's bring it back for a second. Who's the main demographic of American Eagle jeans? Like, let's look at the main demographic of American Eagle jeans. Now, this is me coming as a person who is not white. So, and this is not a race thing, this is just a logic thing, but let's really look at who is buying American Eagle jeans, okay? Like, listen, people, I shop at Walmart, okay? Like, Walmart has some really good jeans. Like, Walmart has some Class A jeans, okay? And I'm gonna say that, on episode 9 and episode 9 only, okay? And if you got a problem with it, then... okay, and I'm going to say it that, and I'm going to leave it like that, okay? But what I'm going to say is, if you're really going to say that Sydney Sweeney being in an American Eagle campaign commercial, and the fact that she is just promoting jeans and saying that, you know, her ass looks great in jeans, and, you know, she's got blue eyes and blonde hair, and she's got nice tits, and all of a sudden now all these things, now people are Nazis, so... now let's rack it up. It's not even if you're racist. It's if you love women with blue eyes, if you love women with blonde hair, if you love women with nice racks, if you love women with nice asses, or if you love women with nice jeans. Like, I have heard TikTokers who have, like, made their way onto Instagram saying that, like, and I literally can quote a TikToker that has said word for word,
I am banning my child and all of my children and grandchildren for shopping at American Eagle.
So you're meaning to tell me that you're going to Nazi your grandchildren and children's purchases even when you have no control over them? Shut the fuck up. First of all, like, what you're saying is basically... some Nazi shit. You're gonna dictate what your kids and grandchildren can and can't promote. Like, slapable offense. Like, and yo, again, slapable offense. like, you're making no sense, and you're blaming a woman who literally is getting paid by a multi-billion-dollar company to make an advertisement campaign. You realize that somebody's probably like, she's on Euphoria, so we should probably get her. Like, somebody in the office, somebody who was like low-key, like some dude who was in the office was like a low-key like feminist, so we already knew he was sucking dick, was like,
we should have Sydney Sweeney. Like, oh my god, guys, I have an idea. I have a vision, and I feel like it'll turn some heads. So, what we do is we get Sydney Sweeney to promote our jeans. And then what we do is we non-sexually emphasize the fact that she fills out the pair of jeans aesthetically.
Fuck you, okay? Like, the fact that, and it's even to the point to where me, who really doesn't give a fuck about things, went and had to go look up the advertisement for this American Eagle campaign. And she even points out the fact that her ass looks great, which, even as a blind man, I know. Oh, Sydney Sweeney's ass looks great. Can we just get a round of applause for Sydney Sweeney's ass? You know what? I don't think that round of applause deserves all of the credit that, you know, Sydney Sweeney's ass was packing. But you know what? That's besides the point. But, you know, it really just baffles me at the point that, like, we as, you know, the Karen Society of America went from being like,
we need to free Palestine, and if you don't promote to Palestine and donate to Palestine, then you're a racist, and blah, 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 and...
Shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Shh. Okay, here's the thing. People, if we really want to make a difference, we shouldn't necessarily draw attention to the things that the Matrix is trying to deviate our attention from. Like, if you're not seeing that all of these are a fucking Matrix attack, then you are fucking, you're a simpleton. Let me say it again, you're a simpleton. Okay, if you really think the fact that this was not a planned operation, then you're really behind, and you're very slow on the updates. Yeah, so switching gears from Sydney Sweeney being hated for being a beautiful woman with blonde hair, blue eyes, a nice rack, a well-formed ass. Like, can we just bless the Lord for Sydney Sweeney? Thank you. And I'm not even a religious man, but just... Okay, so switching gears from Sydney Sweeney to another thing. Okay, people. Fellas, women, if you're one of those people that has a side dude, a side bitch, side chick, whatever you want to call them on Instagram. Okay, here's the thing, people. And I know this is pretty much a known thing by now, but this is being recorded on a Thursday. Okay, so bear with me. So Instagram now is giving out your locations, and there is a very simple way that you can deviate from motherfuckers knowing your locations. And when I say locations, I'm not saying like they're giving just like the general location. Nah, dude, they're giving the fucking street address of your shit. You pretty much could dox a motherfucker if they fuck around on Instagram. Okay? Like, and I had to like look this up, and then I too had to make sure that all of my Instagram shit was, you know, under wraps and, you know, okay and okie dokie. So, you know, if you have, not that I would ever condone cheating, okay, because I've been cheated on, okay? So, not that I would ever condone cheating, however, if you are in the business of cheating, whether you got a side dude or a side bitch, side chick, whatever, okay, people, go into your settings on Instagram, okay, type in location, or slowly type in location, and it should, like, you'll see, like, location data and I think it's like location data and services, and just turn that shit off, because then if you are trying to hide something, not saying that you should, but if you are, which I do not condone, heaven forbid, I do not condone anybody hiding any secrets from their spouses. But if you are, make sure you turn that shit off, please. Like, stay protected. Like, stay protected. We don't need any psycho women, psycho men coming at your door with the... Okay? So, you know, that's one of the updates that's going on in life. So, switching gears for a second. So, from Instagram giving out locations and not telling you. So, for those of you who don't know, you probably should read those, like, terms of services and agreements that, like, you just, like, automatically agree to. Like, because with me being able to read at, like, a fucking warp speed, I'm able to do that shit. But I know not everybody can. But I strongly suggest people start, start reading in on that shit. So unfortunately, this might be one of the last few podcasts that I will be, clipping and editing what I say in online. Like, on a very severe level. I'm on the hunt now. Yeah, the government, they got me on the hunt. Yeah. So for those of you who did not know, apparently rumors are, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, but the rumors are is that streamers and YouTubers and, so on and so forth will have to be starting to upload their IDs to upload their IDs to whatever their databases are. And it just has me at a pause for questions. So one of the first people that was to get hit was a YouTuber called, and correct me if I'm saying this wrong, but it was called Saros TV, according to what my voiceover says. So Saros TV, who, let me just say for the record, has over 100,000 subscribers, over 1,000 videos, and he has now been the first one that has gone public with the fact that YouTube has now flipped the script on him. And this has led him to not be able to do things such as do mundane and menial things such as pin comments, which has, for those of you who are not content creators, pinning comments is when, like, you can take a comment and make it stay to the top of your comments for as long as your post stays up there, and as well as leaving external links, so such as YouTube, Twitter. If he had an OnlyFans, he could leave an OnlyFans, but he can't because he got hit with that. But it's the thing with the fact that, why are we having to upload our IDs with our home addresses and all that? So, and I don't know if this is correct, but I believe, and I'm more of a gamer than an informationist, and an informer, but this all was brought to my attention was due to the fact that GTA 6, so Grand Theft Auto 6, you were going to have to upload your ID to make sure that, you know, the children weren't going to, you know, be able to see all the mature content. And first of all, fuck them kids. All right, them ungrateful little bastards. Okay, first of all, fuck them kids. All right, now I'm not saying don't go having kids. What I'm saying is that fuck them kids. All right, like when did people that didn't have kids and who like just like to have a good time and play video games, why are they having to be punished? And did no one learn from the 23andMe leak? Okay, for those of you who did not know, and if you really don't know, then yeah, so for those of you who do not know, and if you know, now you do know, tuning into the Blind Perspective. So the 23andMe, all of like the information and data and all the DNA that was sent to this facility was leaked. We don't know who was leaked to. As far as I know, I didn't really do much research on this, but I just know that it was leaked, and this was like a thing to where like you have to like swab the inside of your mouth and do all of this like crazy shit. You had to send fucking hair samples and fucking the skin cells to your fucking inner asshole. Yeah, I know. So, and that got leaked online. So you're meaning to tell me that fingerprints got leaked online, but you're meaning to tell me that people's IDs with their birthdays and their addresses and all that. Like, there's a Twitch streamer that I follow on Instagram that just got doxxed for some bullshit. So for those of you who do not know, getting doxxed means that her real name, this person is a female, her real name and her address got leaked online, and which basically means that the content she's going to be putting out online, or from what I followed her on, which was Instagram, she's originally like a Twitch streamer, she won't be putting as much on. And with that, she was also turning off the comments, and she was just basically making sure and ensuring both her safety, her partner's safety, and the safety of her family, and most importantly her cat. And as a person who is not only an animal lover, not only a dog lover, but most importantly, a fucking cat lover. Like, yo, like, for real, like, why? Like, and she even said it in a video that she put out there, like, of all the YouTubers that do crimes and post them online, you choose to come for me. Like, what the fuck? Like, well, she didn't say what the fuck. She was very polite about it, but I was just, and I'm not going to mention her by name because I don't want to draw more attention to her situation, but I would just like to say that my heart and my heart does go out to you for, you know, getting doxxed and all of that, and I hope that you and your family and most importantly, your kitty, go, like, get through this safely and securely. Like, because shit like that is not fucking cool. Last thing I want to be bringing to your attention is, okay, so if you were one of these, late night shoppers, or really any type of shoppers, because it seems to be happening whether it is late night or in the daytime, okay. So if anybody proceeds to ask you for directions and hands you a sticky note, don't fucking touch the sticky note, okay? So apparently, from what I've heard and what I've, like, looked up online, apparently there are these people, and I don't know if they're human traffickers or, you know, whatever, but there are these people that have these sticky notes, and they will try and ask you for directions and hand you the address that is on the sticky note. But when you're handing, when you're handed the sticky note, this sticky note is, has like a chemical or a drug on it, and it will intoxicate you and put you in like a, I don't want to say a comatose state, but it will put you in like an intoxicated state. And I just want to say, for everybody's safety, for all of my viewers out there, like, if anybody asks you for directions and they go to hand you a sticky note, like, do not take no fucking sticky notes. Like, don't go taking no fucking sticky notes from strangers. Like, that is unsafe. And also, while we're on this topic of unsafe behavior, listen, okay, I know this is a bit outdated, I just like to keep my listeners informed. Okay, if you check a white dot on your windshield in the right hand corner, you are on the lookout, or you are on the watch for human, you know, with a T, ends with a G. You'll have cars piled up in this certain scenario, and you'll call it my car's in T-ific. Yeah, that. So that is when, so if you are ever caught in that type of situation, please follow procedure. You see that white dot on the right side of your corner, what you need to do is call the authorities and inform them of what is going on, and hopefully you will be brought to safety. I know this sounds crazy and this sounds like a whole bunch of conspiracy theory bullshit, but listen, this is all for the safety and the security of my listeners and for the people that are surrounded by my listeners. So I'm just trying to keep people informed. This is what you tune into for the Blind Perspective, is to stay informed. Yeah, so if you see a white dot on the right corner of your windshield, make sure you call the authorities, and everything will be, as they say in Fat Albert, OBKB. Okay, so on to the next segment. Okay, now, it has come to my attention in my 9 years of being blind and in the many stories that have been told to me that it seems that some of you sighted folks have a failure to communicate. Like, what? Yeah, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but you sighted people have a failure to communicate, okay? And let me tell you what the fuck is going on. So, in the 9 years that I have been blind, there have been some things that, like, have really made me of all people, been like, what the fuck did you just say? And it's like, and I know that not everybody meets a blind person every day, but this is what I would call a blind guide to the sighted people. Three, two, one. Okay, so as for some of you sighted people, now this is speaking from a sighted person for, this drink got me nice. This is speaking from a, holy fuck, This is speaking from a person who was blind, who used to be sighted for 18 years. Okay? And I know some people might not be used to this, but this is just something that, you know, you're going to need to come accustomed with when you have a blind person in your life. And one of those things is verbalizing directions. Now, when traveling with my pops, with my grandmother, with my siblings, with my mother, whatever, I realized that there were certain things that I tell them, such as like, yo, let me know when there's a step, okay? And, you know, when I had first lost my sight and I would come home from the school from the blind and I would be like with my uncle, he, like, I had to like just let him know. And there were times where, you know, he wouldn't forget, but there were like times where he made it like very apparent that like he was like quickly adapting to being with a person with a visual impairment. And what I mean by that is like, okay, if we are about to enter a building and say there is a slight step, like, okay, say if we are not entering in the area where you would put a person with a wheelchair, say there's just like a curb, okay, he would say like, yo, my family members don't call me Ghost, they call me Johnny. He'd be like, yo, Johnny, or yo, Melons. This is the uncle that calls me Melons. He'd be like, yo, Melons, there's a step coming up in like three steps. And I really based like what he said on like, okay, so there's a step. And especially like, if there was not like a yellow highlight on the curb, it was very helpful and insightful. And this was just something that I had realized when I had gotten friends and, you know, was keeping the friends that I had from a sighted person to a blind person. And this was something that was brought to my attention from one of my friends who I will call Frosty, and they had told me that there will be times as to where, because this is another person with a visual impairment, and they had said that they feel a type of way when they ask for help, and they said that they feel a type of way when they ask for help from their sighted friends because it makes them feel like icky in a way, because like they kind of like give them like that side eye and that like glance. And first of all, like, again, like, we as blind people did not ask to be blind. Like, slappable offense. Like, and when this person in particular said that it makes them feel like gross and icky when they ask for help from their sighted friends, like, I actually felt that way because, excuse me, there was a point in time in my life as to where, like, I had to not, like, come out of the closet like I was fucking changing sexualities, but there was a point in time as to where, like, I had to let people know, like, hey, like, can you pick me up at this place, and I'm wearing this place, and I'm wearing this, and, you know, I had to slowly explain to people that I was not with the same visual acuity. And with that being said, I had realized that there were certain people that understood and certain people that, like, and I'm not saying everybody should adapt, but there were certain people that adapted to the situation, and there were just certain people that didn't, okay? And for those who didn't, And that's okay. Like, if you're one of those people who's a Dunsky, that's okay. I mean, we all adapt to certain situations in life, but there were just certain things that I feel, if you're listening to this podcast in particular, that you should know if you have a blind individual in your life, whether you're in a relationship, whether this is a family member, that this might be a key episode for you to keep in your back pocket. For one, I'm going to introduce you guys to just the simplicity of verbalizing directions, okay? So, for those of you who do not know, like, blind people, whether it doesn't matter their visual acuity, like, we base everything on landmarks. And what I mean by that is, like, it'll be like, okay, in 3 crosswalks will be your destination, okay? So, I know as a blind person, I have to cross 3 crosswalks before I get to my destination, okay? And some people, they like to be like the whole, oh, look at there, and they don't. And I, again, as a person who used to be sighted, I get it. They're used to enunciating and verbalizing in a way for a sighted person. But, and again, I know it's easier and blah, blah, blah. But, like, if you were, like, okay, if you have a loved one who is blind, okay, or any type of visual acuity, and you are giving them directions, you can't be like, well, you have to go this way and this way. You have to be like, on this street you're gonna take a left, and it has to be about verbal cues and verbal directions. And if they have some visual acuity, make sure you use landmarks. Like, okay, like, for example, you're gonna, like, if you were to give a loved one instructions, you'll be like,
so what you're gonna do is you're gonna come up on this marble statue, and then what you're gonna do is you're gonna bank left.
That's what you wanna do when it comes to giving out verbal instructions and things like that. Like, base it on things that they may or may might not know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have people who have certain visual acuities who don't exactly know how to express these things, and it's just like, yeah, like, you just gotta learn how to express these things. So this is one of those things, like, verbal cues, visual landmarks, things like that for, what do you call it? Direction giving. So, another thing that I've realized in being blind for, and I'm a baby when it comes to being blind, okay? I'll be the first to admit it. I've only been blind 9 years. So I've realized that there's a certain shred and veil of ignorance. And I say this with very soft, I say this with a very soft voice. There's a veil of, there's a veil of ignorance that comes with the term blindness, because everyone seems to, well, most people seem to think that when a person is blind, like, they're completely in the dark and they can't see anything. And there's several layers of visual acuity. I realized that in my 9 years of being blind, there were several comments that had me very much like, just like, did you really just say that to me? So, there have been several times, and this actually embodies my first tattoo, which we will get to in a later episode or video, depending on what time frame we are in. There have been several times as to where people have said, like, and I know that it's not, like, I know it's not their fault. I know it's not their fault because they're not properly educated, but there have been several times where I've had a man or a woman be like,
well, I mean, are you sure you're blind? I mean, you don't look blind. Like, you don't look blind. Like, you're looking right at me.
And, you know, the thing is when it comes to remarks like that, like, I laugh it off. And I make a joke out of it. And because I honestly think about, like, my safety rather than their curiosity. And not a lot of people understand that. So how I navigate those situations is I like to just open it with a joke, like you know, I can see enough to get me into trouble. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people get it. People get it. And when I say that to people, it kind of throws them off and all that. But at the same time, like, I'm not a person who likes to expose all of my cards in the game of life that I am playing at the same time. That, and also, like, when I hear, like, the remark of, oh, well, like, well, you don't look blind. It's like, well, what exactly does blindness look like? Like, what are you expecting? Like, someone to be, like, feeling up on the walls and, like, having their face pressed all up against the wall and something? Like, what exactly are you expecting a blind person to be? Because that's the thing. Like, when I lost my sight, I realized, like, people had a really odd vision of what blind people were. It was either, like, they were like Stevie Wonder, like, oh, play an instrument. Or they were like the person you had to keep in a closet because, you know, they couldn't see, and heaven forbid. So it's real weird. Yeah, so that's just one of the things of, like, the whole, oh, well, you don't look blind. It's just like, that's like one of the things is like, and I know that it's the first time that most people see a blind person, but I literally want to turn around and be like, what the fuck does a blind person look like? Like, what the fuck does a blind person look like? Like, but I digress. Okay, another thing is organization. So if you live with a blind person, you're already accustomed to this. But if you have a roommate, or if you are living with someone, you're like a roommate or something like that, you will realize that a blind person's organization is rather chaotic, okay? Blind people have from what I've learned, a tactile way of organizing things. And it might not always make sense to a sighted person, which is fine. However, it's in the sight, or it's in the organization of the person with no sight that they know what it is. Like, I remember hearing a comment of someone who had said that they got angry with their housekeeper because she cleaned the bathroom, right? She did her job, but she did not put the proper towels where the towel rack was, and this particular person could tell by the feel of the type of towel that was on the towel rack, and it was not the towel rack towel. Now, as a person who's rather particular about their fucking shit, that's a slappable offense. Yep. So, when I heard that, I was like, oh, no, it's because of it's the different textures. Like, you don't understand, it's the different textures, because this was being told to me by a sighted person, and she was looking at me like I had three heads. But you know, you, another thing is, like, if a blind person were to put something somewhere, like, I wouldn't suggest go moving it, okay? Another thing is, like, okay, if you are a roommate who has a roommate that is blind, or if you are a person who has a family member that is newly blind, or that is just blind, that is living with you temporarily or for the time being. So one of the things you will notice is the mess that, you know, maybe sometimes that will be left. And might I just say is that that is not intentional. That is not on purpose. But I, from experience in being my neck recovery situation, I've realized from being with my pops, like, I had to explain to them, like, yo, I can't see, for one, I can't look down, and, like, I can't see within, like, 3 feet in front of me, and it's taking a bit of time of getting used to, because, again, my pops is old school, so he comes from an era to where, like, everything has to be clean, which is understandable. But calmly explaining to someone, like, yo, I did not see that, like, I can't see, like, past this point, like, I had to explain to my pops, like, okay, like, I had to learn from attempting to sweep the floor. Yes, blind people sweep floors. Yes, blind people sweep floors. Any hoodle. So the first time I had made food with an air fryer at my pop's place, he literally almost blew a fucking gasket, because he was like, yo, you made a mess, and blah, 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 blah. And then I had to explain to him, like, hey, so you notice how there's grout tiles? Okay. I can't see those grout tiles. I can't see the grout lining. Okay? So I didn't know that I made a mess. And there were certain things, like, with me being in his living space, that he's having to get used to. So I had explained to him, like, I didn't realize I made a mess, you know, making coffee. Like, you know, it won't happen again. There was a situation as to where, you know, I'm going to be honest, I fucked up the morning, and that's a shootable offense. And what had happened was, I had made my first cup of coffee of the day, and my pops had went to go make his cup of coffee, but it was in the Keurig, and he was like, what the fuck? Why are all these numbers here? And blah, 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 blah. And then I had to analyze the situation. Now, mind you, this is after he had left. And it wasn't until I had cleaned the Keurig. This is not sponsored by Keurig, by the way. To when I realized that one of the K-cups, like the refillable K-cups, the plastic piece was still lodged in there. So it was still registering as one of those refillable cups. So I had fucked up. That was on me. So it was a good thing that, you know, my pops came home early, and I was like, yo, I fixed the coffee pot. And he was like, oh, you think so? And I was like, no, so. Okay, so here's the thing. And I had to explain to him the situation. And ever since then, it's been quasi. You know what I'm saying? It's been coffee has been served, okay? And what I'm saying is, it's just a cool, calm conversation that you gotta have with people to let them know, like, hey, I didn't know about this situation, or, you know, I'm trying to not even I'm trying, because try not, do or do not, there is no try. But, you know, I can't exactly see. And again, this is not making excuses, but this is just explaining your visual acuity to people in your living space. Yeah, and that's really to do with, like, organization, as well as the fact of, like, if you are living in a space with a visually impaired person, don't go moving the furniture around. I'm sure you people already know this, but don't go moving the furniture around unless, like, you have a conversation with this person. And, yeah, but switching gears onto the next topic. And we're back. Okay, so another thing I realize and has been brought to my attention from, you know, close personal friends of mine, that, you know, I realized that there was a pattern in what they were saying, because, you know, I gotta get an insight to the blind community. Again, I'm just a child in this blind game that life wants to play on me. Anyway, so I had realized that there was a pattern with certain blind individuals that had specified and said that when it comes to when they were with their friends, right, they're with their homies, and there would be times as to where, like, I have, because in case you don't know, blindness comes in all shapes and sizes. What? Yeah. You learn something new every day, especially when you're fucking listening to the fucking The Blind Perspective podcast. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and if you don't, well then, any hoodle. So, meaning to tell me that I have heard from multiple people, at least two or three, that, like, when they are with their friends, you know, their homies, right, you know, that, like, they will be ordering food or doing whatever. So there was a certain instance that I can recall as to where a blind individual was with their friends, and they were ordering food, and they could not see the overhead board, which was basically like the lunch specials and, you know, so on and so forth. So what does the fucking friend of the blind individual do? Proceed to give them an attitude. Again, slappable offense. And it really is a shame at the fact that, like, people with a visual acuity that is, like, perfect will give an attitude to someone who, for one, did not ask to be blind. Like, this specific person did not ask to be blind. Like, we didn't ask for this life. Listen, we didn't choose the blind life, the blind life. The blind life chose us, okay? Let that be known, okay? And it's the fact of, like, when I first had lost my sight, I had a real problem with asking people for help. And that was from people on the street to people in establishments to even people in my own family. And the comfort level went from my family to the public, but there was, like, because, again, people, I did not have blindness all throughout my life, okay? I'm new to this shit. So when I had to come out of my fucking way and ask my, at first it was my younger siblings, for help. And, you know, as the oldest sibling, You already know, like, that, well, some of you may not know, but, like, that's a very vulnerable time to be in. Like, when you're asking a younger sibling for help, when you're the older sibling, you're the one they depend on. And it was, I'm going to be honest, it was a very humbling experience, and it was a... There were times where I did take advantage of it, but that is neither here nor there. But later on, I did get comfortable in asking help from, you know, the public. And this was, to give you an example, it would be, like, people who, like, worked in places, because I realized, like, it was okay to ask for help in places, which, in case you are unaware, no matter what disability you have, it is okay to ask for help in public places. So, when I had asked for help, there were a few times as to where it was no problem and it was cool, calm, and collected. But there were also a few times, like I mentioned in episode 8, as to where I had gotten some backlash. And what some people need to realize is that when a person, especially a person who is fucking grown and capable, asks for help and like they really have to come out of their pride and out of their comfort zone to ask another human being for help. And like, words can't describe what it feels like to be denied help for just what people that are not disabled, and I really fucking hate using that word, but like in the sighted community especially, would grant as like mundane tasks like grocery shopping, just shopping in general, like doing these simple tasks, but you need sight for. It's just, you would be amazed how humbling it is to ask for help. And I just would like to say that if you just so happen to be a friend of a person with a visual impairment or any type of impairment, just don't be that person that like gives them a hard time and like gives them the eye roll or the side eye or whatever. Like, don't be a dick. Like, it's hard enough for people that are blind and in the blue tag, you know, label, and for people like me and for anybody who has to ask another person for help and then they get like dirty looks or whatever, like just think about how you would feel. It's a fucking cherry pit situation. Would you be throwing fucking cherry pits on the floor? Let me ask yourself that. Would you be throwing cherry pits on your fucking floor after your fucking mother just fucking mopped the floor? Go on ahead. Let me ask you something. Would you be throwing cherry pits on the floor? No. You'd be getting smacked. Yeah. But again, on to the next segment. Switching gears. Alright, so last episode I had asked you guys, I've been asking you guys for a while to send me questions on Instagram or Snapchat, whatever. Instagram is the_blindperspective. If you know, you know. You could ask me questions at my Instagram, onlyblindghost. You already know how it's spelled, but there were some questions that I had acquired, and yeah, so bring on the first motherfucking question. First question, why did you start a podcast? Okay, so the reason why I started a podcast is because I've already been in the podcasting game since like 2021, I started a podcast. We're not going to mention any names. And then later on down the road, I had the first podcast, I was a co-host. And the second podcast, I was brought on as a co-host, Gorilla Squadcast. Make sure you follow that, Gorilla Squadcast, Instagram. And then I was just like, you know what? Why don't I do... I have a rather creative mind and things that I want to do. So I just decided to put pen to paper and make my own podcast. All right. Second question is, how blind are you? Oh, all right. So, blindness, I can see enough to get me into trouble. I can see enough to see the green in my bowl. I can see enough to see, you know, if it's pink. If you know, you know. And yeah. Third question is, will you be interviewing people? You know, there might be a potential where you might catch an interview or two or three or four. Next question is, what are your hobbies? How, other than, you know, podcasting and, you know, dabbling in the smoke. I like to do reading and writing, and you know, I'm just a normal guy. So another question is, how do I use technologies? Well, I'm assuming it's like phone, iPad, computer, obviously. Sound effects, so I just kind of memorize the placement of everything, and YouTube is a big component of how I learn how to use new technology. And you know, you just new and improvements every day. You guys just gotta improve yourself every day. Yeah, so the last question is, oh, do you only date blind people? And the answer to that is no. I do not only date blind people. You gotta be able to handle yourself and maintain yourself, like, not only as like a woman, obviously, but just as an individual, and you also got to be able to have thick skin as well. But you don't have to be blind to, you know, ride this ride. The thing is like, I don't, like, go out of my way to date blind people or sighted people. It's just kind of like whoever picks the fruit is the lucky one. But, So those are the end of the questions. I don't know, was that like 5 or 6 or whatever? But thank you guys so much for all of your questions. I very much appreciate it. And like I said, these will be remaining anonymous, and they will remain anonymous until further notice. They will always remain anonymous until further notice. What the fuck? But anyway, listen, this is the end of episode 9, people. Next episode is still, we're fucking double digits, but listen, make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Very important. Very make sure you guys get the algorithm, the blind algorithm, built up. And, just know that I greatly appreciate each and every single one of you that tunes in on every episode. And just make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Hit the bell for the notifications. Follow the Instagram, the_blindperspective. You can follow me at onlyblindghost. You guys already know how it's spelled. And I will see you guys in the next episode. We the fuck out in this bitch.